Shalom Aleichem, Sfiyas friends. This year should be a special school for Rabbi Norman Rosh Shiach Lidmishmas. Our session with Shmuel is coming to Mar Tzatach HaKadosh Rabbi Meir Sev, discussing the Mechikas Hashem, based on the Torah made of Rabbi Norman Rosh Shiach Lidmishmas, Rabbi Chovsky, Zecha Tzav, the Kodesh Tavrach, Rabbi Barat Hem, Shema, etc. Vosasim Lashem Elokeichem, Lashem Elokeichem. Don't do this to God's name. You're supposed to destroy Avodah Zarah, Am Shisrael, but you're not allowed to do this to the name of Hashem. You should destroy Barat Hem, Shema, the name of Avodah Zarah, but not the name of Hashem. Therefore, you're not allowed to erase the name of Hashem. Makkos 22a, Hamoichik is Hashem, Oivra Aloisase, the Loisasin came Lashem Lekech, a person erases God's name, it's a Loisase, Loisasin came Lashem Lekech, and we pass him. Shechonor Chorachem, Simaman, Beis of Chavav, Yerudeh, Rishayim Vav. So if it alphs that Letzerech Tikun Hashem, there's a mistake in Shem Hashem, and you want to fix it, so you're allowed to be Moichik, part of the Shem, but not you the rights. That if there's a suffix, if the shame was nifsal, then you are not allowed to be moichek the shame. If there's a suffix, if there's a psu in the shame, you're not allowed to be moichek the shabina rov, in the David Mesharim, Chelik Alef Sinav, Chelik Beisim et Zayim, says that we can be mekel. If it's a suffix, it's considered a tikkun, and so writes, he brings with this a frayim in Yerodei Asamach Aleph. On Korpanim, we see from the Nod of Yehuda that even though a person is muchach to be metaken, he has to be metaken because of the suffix, nevertheless, he's not allowed to be moichek, because on the tzad, if the shame wasn't nifsal, it's not considered a tikkun, and maybe we can extract from this to help us brachas. We paskin in Erech Chaim, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Seif Vav, La Sheise Yayin Koyim HaSeudo, if a person drinks wine before the meal, he's pater mi bracha achorayna. Why? Because it's Poseach Me'ayim, since it opens up the stomach, so it doesn't warrant a bracha achorana. The purpose of the wine is just to open up the stomach for the meal, and therefore it doesn't warrant a bracha achorana. Rather, Poskim right, that grape juice is different, that it doesn't open up your stomach, and if so, it is not pater from a bracha achorana. By Kiddush, there's another svara, that it's pater from a bracha achorana, because it's shaykh to the suud, it's chelik me'asuda. Korpan, if it's not chelik me'asuda, and you have to make a bracha achorana, because it's not Poseach Me'ayim. Yesh la'ayim, Ma would be the din, the yesh lefan of mashke, the suffix of Poseach Me'ayim. Let's say you have in front of you a mashke, you have in front of you a drink, and it's a suffix of its Poseach Me'ayim. For example, what would be an example of that? Mitzah novim tarovis ksatz yayim. Let's say you have grape juice, and there's a little bit of wine mixed into your mesupik of its Poseach Me'ayim, and it's not schaib and bracha achorana, it's not Poseach Me'ayim, it is schaib and a bracha achorana. What do we say? Do we say that since your das is that maybe it's going to be Poseach Me'ayim, and therefore you're drinking it? It will not be chayv in a bracha achorana. We say no. It is chayv in a bracha achorana because this is tzad. I'll leave it to emes that it's not poseach me'ayim. So heichen and duna dina la'ay dina. What would be the din? So again, it said here that if it's a suffix, if it's tikkun hashem, we follow a libah de'emes. Since a libah de'emes, it doesn't matter what your kavan is. Since a libah de'emes, it might not be a tikkun. So memeli you're not allowed to be moichik. Maybe also since a libah de'emes. This, you could say that on one hand, that misafik you're drinking it, so that it is poseach me'ayim, and that would pater it from a bracha achronim. And the other hand, you could say, alibi demes, maybe it's not poseach me'ayim, and it's chayv in a bracha achronim, you're a nene, and you have to make a brachas hanenin, and you're misafik if it's poseach me'ayim. So in the Mela, you would make a bracha, you would possibly make a bracha achronim, and say separate brachas lakav. Yesh lodim. Again, if you go aliva the MS, maybe the MS, it's not Poseach Me'ayim. Maybe the MS, it's not Poseach Me'ayim. Therefore, you would have to make a bracha achronim. But if you go aliva the person's kavana, according to his kavana, he's drinking it in order that it should be Poseach Me'ayim, and if it's not chayv in a bracha achronim. So what do you follow? Do you follow the MS? The reality, the concrete reality, or the person's kavan. Also, b'din ikar v'tafel, we say that if the tafel is to be mamtik v'chayertze v'apater mi bracha, if the tafel is to sweeten, it's apater mi bracha. What's the suffix be mamtik? Do we go liba de emes? Maybe it's not mamtik and you're chayiv in a bracha, or maybe no. Maybe this person's kavan is to be mamtik, and therefore it's not chayiv in a bracha. So we want to compare that to Mechikas Hashem, but you can be Mechalei and say that about Mechikas Hashem, we go after the Atzmius HaTikun. When it comes to brachas, you go after the person's kavanah. So if it's kavanah is Poseach Me'ayim, no bracha. If it's kavanah is to Lahamtik, no bracha. But when it comes to Mechitas Hashem, there we go after the Atzmius Shel Tikkun. Now, Tosfos writes in Chulin, the Dalet Amud Beis, that even though on Yom Tov it's mutter to be in the Talta, Mimokam Shein Erev Mishus L'Shush L'Tzarech Mitzvah, considered Tzarech Hayoyim, nevertheless, the Tzarech Tkiya Shoifer, the Tumtum, Osir L'Talta, and now to be Metaltel, on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Tumtum, that's not considered Tzarech Hayoyim. So you see, even though the Tumtum is Chayiv to be Turkeya, Al Tzafik Terayis, nevertheless, it's only considered a Tzafik, and it's Osir. Because maybe this Tumtum's a woman. And he's part of this, so you see, you require a tzarech ba'atzmusa. You don't say the tzarech, oh, it's a tzarech because you're doing a mitzad suffik. This person's kavana is for the on the tzad that it's a man. No, you go after the atzmius inyan. In the atzmius inyan, this person is the atzmius inyan. It might be a woman. And therefore, we don't follow the person's kavana. We follow the atzmius inyan, it might be a woman. And since it might be a woman, now it'll be metaltel. Now, Ben Hashmashas, you're allowed to take out the shofar because Mamar Shach. Because if it's the end of Rosh Hashanah, it's already nighttime, so it's not Yom Tov anymore. And then it's sad that it's still Rosh Hashanah, so then it's a tzarech. However, we can be mechalik between that case of shofar and our case of mechika, because there you need a tzarech batzmusa. But here, between that and Dine Brachas. Here, it's enough that the person has Ratzin. As long as the person has a Ratzin, that it should be Mamtik, that it should be Pesach Me'ayim, that'd be enough to pat it from a Bracha. So you can follow the person's Ratzin. But here, you can't follow the person's Ratzin. Here, you follow, it's not about Ratzin, it's about, is the person a man or a woman? Is this Tumtum a man or a woman? So therefore, you follow the Atzim Yisinyim, and Hotzah would be Asir. Now, let's say you have a tzitzis that are suffix tzitzis. It's a cut, the tzitzis are cut on the side. It has to be cut more than halfway. So it's a misupik. Is it cut more than halfway down or not? So it's chayv and tzitzis, mistake of that rise. Nevertheless, so the Shulchan Aruch now to go out on Shabbos, maybe it's patur, and the tzitzis are a masur, the tzitzis are a burden. So you see that even though it's a suffix, the suffix, I even need to take it out. But that's not considered a tzarech. Suffix is not considered a tzarech. It's like the Mechikas Hashem. We say that Safek isn't considered a Tzarech according to the Navi Yehuda. But again, it could be that by the Beged, not like Brachas, but by the Beged, you need an Atzmius Shel Tzarech. It doesn't follow the person's Kavanah, maybe by Brachas it follows the person's Kavanah. In the Gemara in Brachas, Mechva Beis Amid Beis, it says that you're not allowed to be Shekel, the money of Maaser Sheni, against chulin money. Why? Because maybe lo yachav mishkeloisa, then you end up not using the chulin money for ma'aser sheni. If you're using ma'aser sheni, it's fine, but you might end up not using it. Shavim lo yachav mishkeloisa. So even though misafik, you're weighing the money in order to find out whether the other money is ma'aser sheni, in order to find out the weight of the other money. And if it's the right weight, then you're going to use that for the other money for Ma'aser Sheni. Nevertheless, since it might not be the right weight, you're not going to use it for Ma'aser Sheni, it's also. So you see that we don't follow we don't care about what the person's in Kavan is. We follow the Atzmius Inyan. And since by Atzmius it might not be used for Ma'aser Sheni, the other money, and now let it do it. So Akapanah by Brachas, maybe it follows the person's Kavan. But when you see by Shofar and Tumtum, you see it follow Atzmius Inyan. By Ma'aser Sheni, we follow Atzmius Inyan. By the beggar, we follow Atzmius Inyan, what it really is, and not what a person's kavan is. And then from the suffix, you have to be machmir. What about a sefer that was printed with the shameless of Las, like God in English? Is there a loisev mechikas Hashem? There's a machloikas, the shach in your day, kufayim tesef, the Aleph says, you're allowed to erase it, peschid shuva, brings the name of the chavasyor in the bnei yoina, and you're now allowed to erase God's name, the Las. However, parenthetically, the Chavisiyah writes that Dafka, if it's written in Ksav Ashuris, but if it's written in English, then it's Mutter and it's Pashat Shem Boshim Kedusha. And the Bnei Yoina says that you have to be Machar, he says the Tzarech Gadol, you can be Mekah. So we have Machloikas, so you're allowed to erase God's name if it's not written Shem Hashem in Hebrew, it's written Gimel Aleph Dalet. Or maybe you can argue Gimel G and then an O and then a D. Are you allowed to erase that, or we have machlokes? Shach says it's mutter. Others say it's also the Chabad says something else if it's written in Hebrew characters. Chazanish explains the Adayim Simon Ches, Sif Kotin Yates, that if the foreign language has words that show you one of God's seven names, then those words are holy, like Kisvi HaKodesh. Then in Emeris B'chol Lashon, Laskaris are also B'chol Lashon, it's holy. But if in that language, if in English, we don't have a name that's more than one of Hashem's seven names that aren't erased, but it's just a general name for God, then maybe it only has a din of a kinoi. And then it's mutter b'mechita. Yachiezer, and he says that's the machlokes shach and pinchas tshuva. The shach holds you're allowed to erase it because a name in a foreign language isn't considered one of God's seven names. It's just a general name for the Metzias Hashem. And the pinchas tshuva says no. It's one of God's seven names. It's a targum of one of God's seven names. I guess it would depend on the language. You have to go to the etymology of the language to find out what the name means. The Yachiezer and Chilek Gimel Siman Lamed Beis is done b'shem Laz. By the Dvarov, that's Mashdevei Rambam, that Balaz is only Kinuyim. He brings like this from the Ritva, writes Mefurish like this in the Dharm Daf Zayin. He's also Medayik from Miki Veger, Menchas Chinuch. But he brings from the Dibrei Rabbeinu Yerucham that Hashem Balavi Yish Itzer, the Moitzi Levatala, hear that? Say God's name in a foreign language. There's an Itzer of being Moitzi Levatala, so you shouldn't say, oh my! And then, gee, just stop to say Hashem's name, you shouldn't do it. Out of praise, you're allowed to, like he sings Miris. It's praise. It's time to say God's name is Levatala. And he's Ma'al Adina, Karamam Ve'aritva, you're allowed to erase it. The Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Tshuvah Simon Chofhei, brings from the Tashvitz, Mefurish Lahedya, that a name Balaz, you're allowed to erase it. And the Tashvitz learned it from the Rambam. What about erasing it with a Goy? What about a Goy erasing Hashem's name? Then the Nisra Amir Lakum Shvus. It's a Nisra Abonim to tell a Goy to do an Avera. Let's say you have a Vaday Mitzvah and a Suffolk if a Goy is going to be over to Nisra Dai Raisa. There's Amir Lakum Mutter. We find in the Chuvah Spirit Yitzchak Arachayim Simen Yagimel to tell a Goy to build a Sukkah that fell on Yantav. He says it's Tzadim Machlek is whether building on Yantav is Asim and Atar. According to the Rambam, Yantav 1:4, Bona be Yom Tov is an Issu Dai Raisa, and therefore don't tell the Goy to build your Sukkah on Yom Tov. Ladaz Tais B'Shabbos Adi Yom Aleph, from the Yaskar Rabban, and therefore he writes, you're allowed to tell a Goy to build your Sukkah. Zunin Amir La'akum Yisamech on Tais, from the Yaskar Rabban, and therefore you're allowed to tell the Goy to build your Sukkah. But Seiruf, Das Bala Iter, meaning when the Nachri does a Malacha Dai Raisa, you're allowed to tell the Goy to do the Malacha of the Tvar Mitzvah. The Chazanish writes in Kalim that Safi Kalim is no Isra Amir La'Nachri. Why? Because only a Safi Derabbanan. He's telling the Goy to do it, it's only a Derabbanan. And if it's a Safi Kalayim, Safi Zriyas Kalayim, or an Hagavi Kalayim, with Kalayim animals, so that would only be a Safi Derabbanan if it's done through a Goy. And therefore, if it's a Safi, then it's only a Safi Derabbanan. It's a Mutter Adei Nachri. And the Tshuvas Chavos Yori writes that Limchok al Yidei Nachri is Aser. You mean Amir Lenachri? Amir Lenachri Shvus. Chazanish writes, I de Amir Lenachri ain't kan shun tzad kula. Because it's midin covet. If you give it to a guy, to a race, you're mizalz of a covet. Now here we have a case of a suffix. Shem anichtav belaz is a suffix if you're allowed to erase it. According to the Chazanish, it's aser. He's in shum tzad kula. So you're dealing here with the Nisra d'oraisa. It's a erasing Hashem's name is d'oraisa. The only thing is if it's done al yidei amira la'akum, then it's only the Rabbanan. Mir l'nachmi shvus. And if it's a shame on Ichtav Belaz, so l'chora, it's mutter mitzat safik. Yishem Ichtav Belaz is safik if you're allowed to erase it. So if you have a guy, then it's better. And it's a safik the Rabbanan, you can go the kula. L'chora. And who says that it's even Asra Ayde Goy? In Shabbos, we have an Isra Ayde Goy. But other Averis, who said it's Asra? Chazmi says it's Asra. But if it's not Asra, you have a Sveik Sveik, a Safik if the Chal, you're allowed to raise it's Asra to raise Hashem Belaz. And maybe it's Mutra Ayde Nachri. Kein Masha Kasa Bachazan Ishlan in Kalayim. And even though there are those who say Ramma Malachim 10:6, the Nachri Asa Asir Manatar B'Kalayim, nevertheless, maybe it's a Savik if it's Kalayim, you're allowed to tell a Goy to do our cover B'Kalayim because it's a Sveik Sveik L'Kula. Maybe it's not Kalayim. And even if it's Kalayim, maybe that looks like Tosfos. In the Ritva, Tosfos said, Hadrim Samach Haman Aleph, and the Kedushin Am Tesamad Aleph, that B'nai Noach aren't Mitzvah B'Kalayim. Now the question is, who says that a goy can be mekel and sveikus? When I say a goy can be mekel and sveikus, who says that a goy is a heter to be mekel and sveikus? It's a goy mekel and tzedekah. We call a suffik. We discussed that in our other shiur. But it doesn't really matter because in our case the goy is a sveik sveik. It's a suffik if it's kalim or it's not kalim. And it's a suffik if he's musar. And if you call it Sveik Sveika, we'd be Mekel. It's not just one Sveik. The Gabe B'nai Noach B'Sveikis, the Maram Shik talks about in Arachayim, Reish Medal, and Sveik Efer Menachai writes to B'nai Noach, Sveika Mutter Menatar, Ve'adas HaRambam, Sveik Terai Sveik Menatar L'Kula, Rakei Chadik B'Yisur Asa. And okay, Nikola Meir B'Nach B'Shari, Rakei B'Yisur Matzini, Das V'Tar Sveik B'Yisur, Rakei Noach B'Matzini. Or in the Rambam, you can be Mekel Menatar and Sveikis. Only if there's a kviya sisa, there's two pieces of meat, and one of them you know is not kosher. Only then a Jew is asur daraisa. As you see, that's when he brings an ashim talu. One piece is mutter, one piece asur, and he ate one piece. But a guy doesn't have a safik ikbi surah. Never since a Jew is only asur ikbi surah, so a guy would be mutter b'sveikus. But again, it's mefurish in the Chazon Ish that there's no tzad kula. Telling a goy to erase Shem Hashem. So we can't be moichik Shem Laz Ayde Nachri. The Chazon Ish says it's no tzad kula. The Chazon Ish says it's no tzad kula. What about Tfus Didon? Hayimika Isra Lamoichka. In other words, when we have our own publishing, is it Asr? Yesh Lodin Mishnei Shrei Tamei. Number one, Lois Kavin the Kaddish is a shame. There's no Kavana. The Tfus doesn't have Kavana, the machine doesn't have Kavana. And number two, it was done Ayde Koyach Sheni. It wasn't written directly. He pressed the button and then there was another koch. So he was, it's an indirect type of writing. So yesh lodin, there's no isur mechika here. There are v'ksivas Hashem, lo yeh kavana lekadish Hashem. There's no kavana v'mekadish Hashem. However, the Chazon Ish writes in Yadayim, Siman Ches, Siv Kot Miches, that in isur mechika Hashem, there's no need to have kavana to be mekadish Hashem. As long as you're mechavin lichto of Shem Hashem, avshlo sam libo likdusha soy, it's included in the Yisr Mechita. You don't need Kavanah Lekachim. As long as you have Kavanah to write Shem Hashem, even if you're not paying attention to its Kedusha, it's included in the Yisr Mechita. Even if you hold Ein Stam Lishma, then you have to say for Torah. But here, as far as Kedusha Hashem, that's Kedusha Hashem, the Chazon Ish brings from the Shach, Yod Reish Ayin Vav Sikhot Yud Beis says not like that. You write Stam Nichtav Shaloi B'Kedusha Mutar L'Machkol Atzeret Tikkun. Nichtav Shaloi B'Kedusha, you're allowed to erase it if you have a tikkun to make. And also we have the Koyach Sheni. The Chazon Ish is Mesupik if there's Mechika B'Shem Shnichtav Adei Koyach Sheni, like by a machine, like Chulin 16a. Yesh la'ayin b'nichtav v'koyach sheni v'hava b'laz. Ooh, what about nichtav v'koyach sheni in English? You say it's fake, fake it. Maybe there's no issue mechika b'laz. And maybe there's no issue mechika v'koyach sheni. Who says that our tefus is koyach sheni? Maybe it's koyach rishon. So for that you have to know what dine machines, how machines work. And then I don't, so I can't discuss this intelligently. Okay, there's still a velt yet to talk about this topic. So hopefully we'll continue, and we'll see more in the flows of Teres Hashem. But this is really very exciting. Very interesting, very fascinating. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.